It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Peace be with you.
I think he may be gay.
It's dirty. It's hairy. And it smells delicious.
You fellas have a lot of growing up to do, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Completely ridiculous.
All right.
You believe these characters? Way out of line. Way out of line.
Ridiculous.
Is
that Norm Macdonald?
Yes, it is.
I like me the Norm Macdonald.
I do, too. He's a great talk show guest.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow on the program, if Satan and Santa got into the octagon, who'd win? Jake Kalish has an idea, and we will have him. He's written a book about it, and the book is a compilation of who would win if a famous figures in mythology, history, and all that.
Who do you think
pop culture?
So some are real.
The
people.
Book is called Santa versus Satan: The Official Fights, the official compendium of imaginary fights.
I love that
by
word.
Jake Kalish, and they're all in here, and it's just like a real encyclopedia.
Are they?
It's
all
a goof book.
Imaginary characters, or some are historical characters? Some are real. Some are fake.
You got Han Solo versus Indiana Jones.
Uh-huh, fictional.
Adam versus I guess. Adam of Adam and Eve.
Uh-huh.
Well, versus, to Buzz, that's fictional.
Versus Charles Darwin. Well, really, I'm kind of a believer, but I'm not sure the whole Adam and Eve thing. I mean, that's now you're opening up a whole can
of
worms.
That's how it starts.
Well, but if you don't believe that, you're not a believer.
Well, I don't have to believe everything that's in the Bible to say that I believe in God.
Who do you think would win?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You know, you're giving me circuit overload today. I swear to God. Are we going into the theology corner right now?
I backed off of it because we don't have much show left. But who do you think would win in Santa versus Satan?
Oh, boy.
We have to make a prediction before
I hate to be negative. I really do. And I certainly like the jolly green elf, the jolly red elf. But I got to go with Satan because, Satan's got those evil superpowers. He can, turn into a snake.
Yeah, but Satan, Santa's got him in weight.
Yeah, but Santa's also, 3 million years old.
Yeah, but why do you think he lived that long?
Are you arguing the point you think Santa would win?
Going away.
All right. Well, we'll have the guy on tomorrow.
He'll tell us the answer.
You see, we got drunk versus stoner. I think he's pulling it from everywhere.
That's cool.
Conspiracy theorist Joe Ardinger versus conspirators Dick Cheney. Muhammad Ali versus Bruce Lee. That's an interesting
that
one
would
right
be
there.
Good.
The Stork.
As they are today.
I like this already.
Yeah.
The Stork versus the Grim Reaper. So he'll be on the show tomorrow. Santa versus Satan. That's the name of the book, The Official Compendium of Imaginary Fights. That will be on. Also tomorrow, Redskins number 53, Marcus Washington.
Yeah.
I'll be able to ask him about the new guy that kind of creeps me out.
The dancer.
Just the dancer.
I bet he watches musicals.
What was he thinking? I guess.
Snyder,
wait, Jerry Rice has done it. Yeah. Hall of Famer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but
Emmitt Smith has done it, right?
Yeah, after they're done playing football.
That's the big controversy.
Well, maybe he's done. He's coming here.
Like, who was the guy that did The Bachelor that was like a third stringer for the Giants?
Oh, I remember.
That's a bad idea,
wasn't
too.
It a quarterback that did it?
Yeah, I think it was.
Jason Taylor is the guy we're talking about. We're going to have Marcus Washington on. We'll see what the state of the Redskins is right now.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, as much as I might be a little hinky about Jason Taylor for your Washington Redskins, I am not hinky about Jim Zorn. And I may be buying into the good publicity this guy is getting.
Hmm.
I like this guy. He is a tremendously innovative kind of human being, and I think that might translate into the Redskins. And I like him already. Everything I hear the guy say, the way he lives his life, I really like him as a person. He seems like he might have a good run here.
Have you heard the rumors?
What's that?
Going to the bowl.
Going to the bowl.
The bowl!
Super bowl!
You know, for those of you... For those of you around the country, if we can take a moment here and talk to you about the redskin phenomenon in this, I have never, I am not from here. And a lot of people that move here, I've been here for 30 years, but I was not from here. And few people that live in Washington, are natives. A lot of people come from other areas for work.
I actually am.
You're one of the few.
I am a native.
And the thing is, the redskins in this town, there is not another sport that exists.
No.
And it has been that
That's
way
right.
since I've been here. It drives me insane because I'm a huge hockey fan, and I support the hockey team. The baseball team, a brand new stadium, you don't hear enough about them.
It's what drove away the Senators in 1970, and it's what's killing this team now.
Well, there are a few things that are killing this team. like winning a game is kind of a prerequisite to getting fans to come to the ballpark. But there are a lot of layers. they still lead. This is the lead story. When they sign Jason Taylor, this defensive end from the Miami Dolphins, this is the lead story.
Exactly.
This will trump any other story.
In July.
People get totally into this. And this is a team that, you know, when was the last time they won a Super Bowl? I mean, they've been on a pretty bad roll lately, but people go out of their minds about the Redskins.
Was it 90?
And, you know, I was thinking about it, Rob, you know, with the new show and what we're doing. I'm really almost to the point where I want in on some of the fun.
Oh, yeah.
I really, you know, I've been here. We used to have so much fun with the Redskins. I just want to be in, you know, a part of it. And now that they're kind of like down, I'd like to jump on the bandwagon officially. Everybody,
sure. As
I sit here wearing my Plaxico Burress jersey, I really wouldn't mind getting into the Skins a little bit more this year.
Be fun to talk to anybody on the Skins. Also, you know, I always like to know what King George has to say.
Yeah, man, this is, you know, I tell you, NFL players, and this is when, you know, that training camp, that Hard Knocks show is coming on HBO,
What team are they
covering? Is it Dallas? Are they doing Dallas this year?
I don't know what this year's team is.
NFL's School of Hard Knocks is coming on HBO.
Is that what you'd call an actuality show?
That would be actuality, because they just follow the guys during training camp, and that is fantastic. So we will have Marcus Washington on the show. Also tomorrow, don't forget, Supermarket Shuffle for the Who Fly Away to Boston, Massachusetts. We'll be talking to Mr. Joe Ardinger, who will be out at the supermarkets having more fun and more thrills.
You forgot to tease one of the big aspects of that game.
What's that?
Is that Joe does a lot of reading in it.
Yeah. Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hell yeah.
Well, we won't have him read ingredients or anything.
Oh, no, just the descriptions.
This is played Tex-Maxi pads. You know.
How many ounces, Joe?
I will be putting, gentlemen, some very serious thought into exactly how we run the logistics of that game.
Good.
So that we don't have some of the misfires we had today with the pyramid, where we just pulled it out of the box.
We will not have any misfires if Joe's on the scene.
Not at all. I think it's going to be flawless.
Fine.
Joe, don't forget the key for your scooter.
Hey, listen, Rob, I want to look forward to coming to work tomorrow, please.
It's going
to
be great.
We got in a car wreck today, you know. Jesus Christ. Rob is whittling me down as we speak.
We won't have any problems with him reading.
I'm picturing cell phone dropouts, you know.
It'll be fine. It's going to be great.
And for those of you that really want to...
I can't find the granola bars.
If you want to win the Who Fly Away, please remember, the game will move at Joe speed, because it's going to be Joe who we're relying on.
Adjust accordingly.
To check the prices. So, you know, if you're looking for lightning fast speed, you're not going to get it with Joe. But
16 ounces of Ritz crackers.
That's why we're giving away the fabulous prize tomorrow on the big show. So I'm looking forward to that. Let's get back to our final segment of Buzz with Mr. Buzz Burbank, who can read much better than Joe Ardinger. Here he is.
Thank you, Mike. And see, what I meant was, it's getting harder to use the words TV and news in the same sentence. Across the country, local TV news shows have started making product placement deals with advertisers.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Same deal Coke has with American Idol. That's why we see Simon Cowell sipping seductively from a bright red cup.
Yeah, they were the first ones to really make a big splash on that one.
Yeah, they did a good job with it.
And Coke pays $20 million a year for that privilege.
To be in the advertising
business.
But
that also, I think, includes the Coca-Cola Lounge and everything. I mean, they have a lot of product placement on that show.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. Well, McDonald's has just struck similar deals with the TV news shows in Hartford, Connecticut, and Atlanta, Chicago, Seattle, and Las Vegas.
So what, they're going to have a news desk with, like, a McDonald's logo on it?
I don't know. Possibly. That's one idea. You know,
not the way to do it. I would recommend that they address the anchors as Ronald.
Well,
now I'm watching the news.
Makeup?
The next logical step.
Yeah, you know, really.
No, Buzz, actually, I read what their main thing is.
Yeah, so did I. For example, look for morning news anchors to be sipping McDonald's coffee. For one thing, you'll see the McDonald's cups there on the set.
Creeping me out a little bit.
Pretty cheesy, isn't
it? Yeah, kind of cheesy on the surface.
And this includes network affiliates for Fox and CBS. These are not Channel 38. You know,
if you're going to do it, don't be subtle. Don't put it on your coffee cups. You know, go nuts. Put T-shirts on.
And then, tonight at 10, why French fries are good for you.
As they start doing that, it is kind of a slippery slope when you talk about. I mean, you know, American Idol is pop culture. That's not necessarily that big a deal. But when you're talking about the news, you do get, you know, that's a good point you bring up. When you start sponsoring and you get that much sponsor involvement in a real news broadcast. But hey, look, you know, the sponsors have been doing this for years. Anyway.
Oh, yes.
You know,
I mean,
was
it's
great
been a part of everything we digest.
Do you remember The Sopranos when ever they showed a television? the Philips logo was like four times bigger than on a real TV.
Well, true. it's been done in movies for millions of years.
Lots of shows now.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. It is. There's something about bridging it into the news business that creeps me out.
But of course, we're talking about local news, and I never really counted that anyway.
Right. Yeah. Well, now back to the Pizza Hut news with Buzz Burbank.
There's no product placement.
Well, we do that in radio. I mean, when Buzz gets his news sponsorship.
Yeah, but we don't hide it though.
Right.
We really highlight it.
Here's a coffee cup right now.
There's no product placement in Singing in the Rain.
Excuse me, fella. I just need to take a sip from my Pepsi.
Oh, man, it's late in the show. I'm starving. I'm really looking forward to a lean cuisine.
Man, that's refreshing. Good.
You know, my voice gets dry until I taste this delicious Aquafina.
Some news outlets are more honest about what they are.
Get ready tomorrow, boys. The swag's coming in a pickup truck.
Take, for example, the National Enquirer. It's honest about itself. And, well, it was waiting outside the hotel room door at 2:40 in the morning when former presidential hopeful John Edwards stepped out after visiting his alleged mistress.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, because he's got the wife with the big casino.
Yes, that's right.
And if she didn't have the big casino, you know what I'd be saying right now? Well, who can blame the guy? But you can't say that because she's all sick and all that.
Yeah, but she's kept the weight on.
You know, but I'm not justifying anybody's behavior.
Right, and we don't know the whole story.
I'm simply saying if this is true, hasn't anyone seen those two together, even prior to the fact that she got ill, and said, boy, you know, he doesn't exactly match up with her when you look at the kind of Ken doll looks that he's got. You know, she's not there, but that, you know, superficial.
The Enquirer says it was aware of this affair last year, but didn't have evidence and has been following and waiting and watching ever since. This is the first time they actually nailed the guy.
Oh, my God. Why would anybody get into politics?
He had just met with blonde divorcee Raelle Hunter at the Beverly Hilton Monday night, according to the Enquirer. Edwards was in L.A. to support a homelessness program with the mayor. The Enquirer says Edwards also has a love child with Ms. Hunter.
Oh, my God.
Now see, these days, the Enquirer
this
can't...
This is a guy that was still on the short list for vice president.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
And these days, the Enquirer can't and won't say something if it can't back it up.
Yeah.
Legally.
Oh, my God. This is massive.
The paper says he entered the hotel nervously at 5.
When did this break?
Today overnight, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, it was in the press this morning. The
paper says he entered the hotel nervously at 9:45 p.m. on Monday evening. Enquirer reporters on the scene say Edwards looked like a deer in headlights.
So is the reason that the mainstream media hasn't broken with this because they're just waiting for the Enquirer to get their ducks in a row on this, or what?
I suspect effective tomorrow morning's news cycle,
You
will hear the Enquirer is reporting.
I agree with Rob.
That's how I think it's going to start.
You know, the affair is one thing. A love child?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. While the guy was like running with Carrie and stuff? Holy S.
I think the baby is young, right?
Yes, very, very much so.
Oh, my God.
It is an infant.
God, dumbass. So, honest to God, the arrogance of these sons of bitches that know that there are people out there. And, you know, look, innocent until proven guilty. We don't know anything about this yet.
Agreed.
We don't know whether it's complete crap or not. Mm-hmm. But you're absolutely right. These publications now, like The Enquirer, get their asses sued enough where they usually are pretty reliable when they break this stuff.
The Enquirer is the gold standard now.
Because they get sued. Because they can get sued by celebrities, especially with something like this.
And they didn't require anonymous sources for this story. They had actual reporters, such as they go at The Enquirer, on the scene. Along with Enquirer photographers, they say Edwards looked like a deer in the headlights when they confronted him coming out of that woman's room at 2:40 in the morning, and that he tried to escape them, the photographers and reporters, by running up some stairs. The pictures in the next National Enquirer.
Oh, my God. Are they going to be online before that, or do we have to wait for the Enquirer to hit the newsstand?
The thing about the Enquirer, you have to have a membership to get the good pictures on their site.
Oh, my God.
It should be out. I think it breaks on Friday. I think it should be on newsstands on Friday.
All right. If we get anything, we'll put it on MikeOMaraShow.com. We get any more information on that.
Absolutely.
But this is huge.
It is kind of.
You should have led with this. You should have led. Did you not lead with this because of your politics, or did you not lead with it because you didn't think it was a big enough deal, or because it hasn't been really confirmed yet?
Still, we're waiting to hear more, and also because of the fact that he's not running for president like the guy in my lead story today.
Wow. But still, what a huge story this is. I'm blown away, Buzz.
Aren't you dying to know what this lady looks like?
Yeah. She's got to be a hottie. I mean, she's got to be a turbo. Look at him. He's a Ken doll.
I bet you a dollar she might be a little heavy. Maybe he goes for that.
Well, we'll see what happens. Obviously, we're going to see pictures of her eventually, too.
Soon, I suspect.
And Jesus. The baby.
The baby. Ooh, the love child. Dumbass. If this is true, dumbass of dumbass. glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, man, and Slick, you know, with that smile. Hi, how you doing? And the haircut and all that.
Retarded accent.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I got a love job. Don't look at me.
We'll see. Innocent until proven guilty.
That's right. We don't know the whole story yet.
We're simply waiting to really put on our judgment suits.
Our suits.
We'll let you know what
we
happens.
We have our socks on already.
Holy S.
Oh, and just one more air scare story. A Continental flight bound for Washington, D.C. was forced to make an emergency landing yesterday after losing cabin pressure. On board, seven Texas congressmen, including former presidential hopeful Ron Paul, on their way to vote on aviation safety legislation.
That's fantastic.
The oxygen masks that drop down work just fine, so there's that.
Oh, oh my God.
I'm surprised they let that many congressmen on one flight.
Congressmen don't matter, you know?
I don't know.
Hey, they're a dime a dozen, Ron.
400 of them.
Yeah, they got 400 of them in a big room. You know, you lose a few, what the hell? C'est la vie.
Now, the TSA security checks at airports are sometimes X-rayed and sometimes X-rated. One woman was slammed to the floor by TSA agents for declining an invitation to remove her nipple rings with a pair of pliers.
Ow.
You mean they were going to remove them with a pair of pliers?
No, they were going to let her do it.
Oh, my God.
So is a nipple ring, is that not like an earring where it's just like removable? Once it's in, it stays in?
Apparently. I don't know enough about that to
answer. How's yours work, Mark?
Brass, and if you have to, you have to get wire cutters.
Yes.
But the kind that you use like for burglaries.
Right. A man confined to a wheelchair says TSA agents removed his pants. They left him propped up in just his underwear in public.
Oh, God.
That's unfortunate.
I have power. I have power, yelled the TSA agent. Yes, and she used that power to keep the man from making it to his 50th wedding anniversary.
This is terrible.
A 16-year-old amputee wants to know why they needed to feel under her bra. The TSA, by the way, has since modified its nipple ring policy, so there's that.
You know, we can slam them all you want. I like a lot of these guys out of Dulles. There are a lot of people that listen to the show, and I see them, and, you know, there are a lot of people that do a really good job with,
of course,
with this kind of stuff. And you know what?
I hope the majority.
We have to be a little bit careful, you know, picking on TSA when the fact is, you know, we have had a pretty good string of being safe in this country.
I agree with Mike.
You know, I don't mind that one little bit. But the thing is, it does amaze me sometimes when you see the people they're pulling to the side, especially when I saw a lady, she had to be 85 years old.
Right.
But you know, you never know. You really never know. Never know what kind of person they're going to use. And not necessarily people that have maybe been aware of it themselves. They got to be very, very careful.
Well, these are the complaints that have been filed with the TSA. And the
I
TSA
know this.
Says,
pliers in the nipple ring.
I know this. Ooh. You cannot trust an amputee.
No, Rob, stop and behave yourself.
Finally, I'm sorry to report that religious superstition has spilled more blood. In the heartland, Lebanon, Indiana, a 36-year-old woman is recovering from a severe wound she inflicted on herself during a religious ceremony. While surrounded with incense and candles, she ran a 3-foot-long sword through her foot.
Wow.
Catherine Gunther, you see, is a Wicca, a good witch, if you will.
A good witch?
Are you a good witch?
Or a bad witch?
And the Wiccan faith has its followers driving swords into the ground during a full moon. For good luck.
So she didn't hit the ground, she hit her foot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Want to thank Johnny Ho.
Amazing man.
Johnny Ho rocked. It was fantastic. I loved him. It's YvonneSalon.com for all the information. Go down there to Alexandria, Virginia. Is there another one in Woodbridge, I think?
Exactly.
Go down there and get yourself a flesh-eating fish. Pedicure. You stick your feet in there and they chow down, and soon to come, like the full body flesh eating fish experience.
To this moment, my foot still feels magnificent.
I really love that. Boy, I could do that every day. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in studio producer is Rob Speedwack. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One radio network. Occasionally, we give you the real place.
Oh.
For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara, a poem of the day.
Yes, please.
Flesh-eating fish devoured our feet. We played the pyramid, and it was sweet. We gave our listeners some cold, hard cash, and all of this after my car crashed. Thank you very much. We'll be back. Hopefully, I won't get into an accident tomorrow. We'll have more fun tomorrow on the show.
Okay.
Supermarket Shuffle. We'll see you tomorrow, and good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yay. Queen.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.